On day one of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Melania Trump, Donald Trump's wife, gave a speech which was said to be lifted from a speech Michelle Obama gave in August of 2008. MSNBC produced a matchup. Let's listen.
And Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values, like you work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do, that you treat people with dignity and respect.
From a young age, my parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise, that you treat people with respect.
Because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
Because we want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
The Trump people have denied plagiarism. Paul Manafort, in charge of the Trump campaign, though, is under scrutiny over the speech.
Please welcome the former mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy Giuliani gave a law and order speech at the RNC filled with accusations faulting Barack Obama for failing to preserve the peace and better protect police officers. He also spoke out against unjustified killings by police.
It's time to make America safe again. It's time to make America one again. One America! What happened to? There's no black America. There's no white America. There is just America! What happened to it? Where did it go? How was it flown away? I know we can change it because I did it by changing New York City from the crime capital of America to the safest large city in the United States. What I did for New York, Donald Trump will do for America.
And as one would expect from a Trump convention, there was anti-immigrant rhetoric. Build the wall chants with people getting up to say they had a loved one killed by an undocumented immigrant, that we need to secure our borders. Also at the RNC, there was a floor fight over a state-by-state roll call vote spearheaded by the Dumb Trump movement.
That is nobody on the stage. How's this for unity, folks?
Yes, party unity. This is not how you unify the Republican Party.
They were shut down by party leaders.
We want a roll call vote. That's all we want. We're seeking a roll call vote. We've exercised our rights as states.
We'll see how it goes tonight as Republicans hold their formal roll call for the presidential nomination, where each state gets to say how delegates are voting. On the streets of Cleveland, Code Pink has been out in force, with signs which say, "Stop hate against immigrants, free hugs, no future in war. Yes, we can." Yesterday, Code Pink's Allie McCracken disrupted the convention, screaming, "Trump's hate makes us unsafe. Stop Trump's Islamophobia." She unfurled a pink banner which said, "Yes, we can end war."
Stop Mike Pence's war on women!
Getting close to Mike Pence, she shouted, "End Mike Pence's war on women." Pence, Trump's VP pick, has been attacking women's health clinics and women's right to choose during his many years in Congress and as Indiana governor. While Monday's RNC theme was Make America Safe Again, tonight's theme is Make America Work Again. Tonight's speakers include two of Trump's children and House Speaker Paul Ryan. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.